Chapter 3. Touching Her Everywhere. I recently met a man, let's call him Joe, who told me that he has a real problem with women, and he can't understand what's going wrong. Joe, who is in his late 20s, likes women. In fact, he loves women. He wants to spend time with women, and he wants to please them sexually. Joe is attractive enough, and many women like him when they first meet him, but after a couple of dates, almost every woman he meets doesn't want to go out with him again. He's asked a couple of them to explain what happened, and they both said something along the lines of, "It just wasn't happening for me." What is Joe doing wrong? From my perspective, his problem can be stated in one sentence. He doesn't know how to touch a woman. And that involves much more than just knowing what to do with his hands. Here's something every man needs to know. Your lover wants you to touch her. She wants to be touched by all parts of you. She wants to be touched by your thoughts, your emotions, and your hands. She wants to be touched by your words, and she wants to be touched by your eyes. The best lovers arouse their partners by using all parts of themselves. First steps first. Some people assume that when a man and a woman are attracted to each other, they will immediately find a place to be alone, rip off their clothes, and jump each other's bones. Well, sometimes it happens that way, but it often doesn't. Sexual relationships don't always proceed smoothly. Sometimes those first awkward moments never get fixed, and consequently, the sexual relationship rests on a base of clumsy habits and insecurities. What happens then is that two people who may really like each other never get to explore their sexuality together. As a sex educator, I would like to change that. When I talk about how to initiate touch and the first stages of a sexual relationship, I don't mean to sound like a decorous 19th century maiden, because everyone knows this couldn't be further from the truth. However, from my own experience as a teacher and consultant, I know that most people are a little confused and uncertain about how to move a potentially great sexual relationship from point A to point B and beyond. So exactly when do you touch a woman? How soon after you meet her can you reach out and hold or stroke her hand? What about a woman you already know? Is she always receptive? The best lovers try to be aware of how a woman is feeling. For example, if she is sitting on the couch talking to her best friend while she is giving herself a pedicure, is that a good time to initiate sex? Probably not. The one thing you must do before you begin to touch a woman is to assess her mental state. Can you tell what kind of mood she is in? Can you tell how she feels about you? Stop. Take a minute and think about these questions. For a new partner you haven't had sex with yet, this means being able to read the nonverbal cues that tell you whether she likes you enough to want you to touch her. For a partner you've had sex with many, many times, this means being able to assess her emotional state and stress level to figure out what, if any, kind of touch she would welcome. Is this the right moment for an affectionate and supportive kiss on the top of her head? Or is it the right moment for a steamy embrace? One woman I know filed for divorce because her husband always seemed to be so out of touch with what she was feeling sexually. She said that if she put on her most revealing lingerie and stuck her breasts in his face, he would be far more likely to reach for the television remote than her body. On the other hand, whenever she was sitting in front of the computer in the middle of an important work assignment, he invariably decided that this was exactly the right moment to express all his sexual fantasies. Was he simply oblivious to his partner's messages, or was he being purposefully perverse? Who knows? But they are no longer together. Touch is one part of what we call nonverbal communication, or body language. Many books have been written on how to assess another person's body language, as well as how to use your own body language to attract partners. Some of these books are quite good, but many others are terrible, filled with cheap, cheesy gimmicks that don't even work. Small wonder that so many guys remain mystified about the messages a woman might be using her body to convey. As most of us realize, there are two forms of communication, verbal and nonverbal. Verbal communication is the content of what we say and includes the actual words we use. Nonverbal communication, or body language, includes everything else. Think about how people convey their emotions without speaking, simply by the way they move their bodies. Do you sometimes communicate with your hands, for example? How about your eyes? There are people whose eyes are so expressive that when you look into them, you can almost feel what they feel. Other ways of communicating nonverbally include arm and leg movements, posture, facial expressions, and touch. When we speak, we are actually using both verbal and nonverbal communication. The verbal part is the content of what we say, while the nonverbal part, which includes voice tone, as well as facial expression and body language, is typically how we express our emotions. Some people are geniuses at conveying their emotional state to others, even without words. Others are terrible at it. Conversely, there are also people who can quickly get a read on what another person is feeling from nonverbal behavior alone, while others always seem to remain clueless. In general, women have a slight edge over men in being able to send and receive emotional communications accurately through body language. It's very educational for a man to learn more about nonverbal communication. Men who are adept at expressing their emotions nonverbally are usually very successful in their relationships with women, as are men who are perceptive enough to be able to hear what women's bodies are telling them. Nonverbal skills are an important part of one's charisma and likability, as well as attractiveness. In the study of nonverbal behavior, any body part you use to send a message is called a channel. A channel can be very specific, like the eyes, or it could contain multiple sources of emotional information such as the entire face. Verbal communication is more conscious and straightforward, relying on a single channel to convey meaning. Nonverbal communication, involving numerous channels that are mostly unconscious, is amazingly complex and varied. Whether we're aware of it or not, we are always interpreting the nonverbal messages we receive from others. Although touch is just one form of nonverbal communication, it's incredibly important in romantic and sexual relationships and can be used as a measure of the level of intimacy that exists between two people. As far as touch is concerned, we all have boundaries about how and where we want to be touched. I have a friend who was uncomfortable being touched, even on the hand, by anyone but her husband. As far as he's concerned, however, she says he can put his hands anywhere he wants. He has gotten past all of her boundaries. Men who want to be successful with women would be well served if they spent time learning how to both express and translate nonverbal signals. I'm friendly with a 30-something-year-old guy who I met when he was still in his 20s. At that time, he had a major complaint about life. He was having trouble meeting and connecting with women. He didn't want to get into a relationship at that time. His goal was to have sex with a lot of women. When I met him, he'd had sex with only a handful of women, and a couple of those experiences were disastrous one-night stands. I decided to take him under my wing and give him some advice. He paid attention to what I taught him, and within the next couple of years, he'd had sex with maybe 35 women. The secret? The advice on nonverbal communication I'm about to give you. I'm going to give you advice on how to tell if a woman is interested in being touched. I want you to know how to touch, kiss, and take off a woman's clothes. I want you to develop real expertise in caressing and stimulating a woman's genitals. When it comes to touch, there are three different kinds of situations to think about: a first impression, a first date, and a relationship in which you've already had sex. The first meeting and the first touch. Many women remember those special times when we had just met somebody new, and we were so attracted that we practically quivered in anticipation of that first touch. Almost inevitably, our eagerness had a great deal to do with anticipation. Most of us wanted to be touched, not because a man acted like he wanted to grope us. No, we wanted to be touched because the man we were so attracted to was appropriately restrained and, consequently, non-threatening. That allowed us to experience our sexual feelings without concern about being overwhelmed. Since men still assume most of the responsibility for getting a relationship off the ground, it helps if you spend a little bit of time thinking about those first encounters, and how to approach a woman you want to know better. In most real-life situations, the wrong touch in a first impression situation can be a huge mistake, and here's why. In the language of those who study nonverbal communication, eye gaze and touch are called intensifiers. That means that eye gaze and touch will intensify, rather than change, whatever mood is already present in a social interaction. For example, let's say that I walk into a party and a guy crosses the room and starts talking to me. For some reason, I take an instant dislike to him. It happens that way with some people. If he looks directly into my eyes while he's talking to me, I'm probably going to experience that as rude staring. It's going to intensify my already negative reactions. But if I was initially physically and emotionally attracted to this person, and he looked into my eyes, I would probably experience his gaze as positive and sexy. It's the same thing with touch. If I'm in a crummy mood or don't really like or know a man, I don't want him to touch me. If he tries to put a hand on my knee, arm, or shoulder, I'll stiffen up, move away, or even cringe. If I'm feeling mellow or sort of attracted, I would probably enjoy that extra touch. If a man misreads a woman's signals and touches her prematurely, or before she has the time or inclination to think about whether or not she was initially attracted to him, he might well blow his chances with her permanently. If you are still kind of in the dark about how people use touch and gaze as intensifiers, it's time for you to do a little research. Be a psychologist for a day and start observing people's nonverbal behavior. Next time you go to a club or a party, try to put off your own agenda of connecting with a woman and instead start observing how couples interact. You can generally tell couples who are in love or who have recently had sex because they tend to gaze into each other's eyes and touch each other a lot. Use what you learn from your observations in your own life. Is she attracted to you? Let's say you've just met an attractive woman at a party, and you are standing next to her. The thing to do would be just to shake her hand. You sense a mutual attraction, and you would like to check out the possibilities by either touching her arm or asking her for her phone number. How do you know whether or not she will be receptive to you? How do you know if she will find what you are doing offensive or forward? Here are some signs that a woman might be interested in knowing you better. Are her eyes telling you something? Can you see if her pupils are dilated? The pupils in our eyes get bigger when we see something we like. This happens even with babies. Unfortunately, we can't always judge this accurately because we often meet potential romantic partners in darkened rooms, and even under ideal conditions, the change is small and hard to perceive. But you can notice whether her eyes widen in general when she looks at you. Is there a special sparkle or warmth? Is she letting you into her personal space? Does she stand close to you? Or, if you try to move closer to her, does she move away? Personal space is our comfort zone. Just because she moves away doesn't necessarily mean she doesn't like you, but it does mean that she isn't yet comfortable letting you stand close to her, so don't push it. Many people, particularly women, start out being slightly guarded about personal space. Once they warm up, it can change considerably. But if you move too close too soon, it's more likely to create a freeze-up than a warm-up. Do any of you remember the Seinfeld episode that featured a man Jerry referred to as a close talker? Most of us are at least a little bit turned off by people who get too close and invade our space. Does she touch you? It's more socially acceptable and less threatening for a woman to touch a man she's just met in a social situation. If she reaches out to touch your arm or shoulder or hand, that's a message that she thinks she could like you, given half an opportunity. However, a casual touch is not an invitation, so don't get the wrong idea. Does she appear nervous or jittery? Is she clenching her hands or jiggling her leg? If so, she's probably not comfortable. Either something about the situation is making her uncomfortable, or there is someplace else she would rather be. Does she look you directly in the eye, in a pleasant, non-staring way? Gazing directly at a man and then dropping your eyes is a universal sign of flirting. I've seen this done by babies as young as 4 months old. Eye contact is a very reliable barometer of a woman's responsiveness. Don't be confused by how much she smiles. Sure, smiling is a much better sign than frowning, but don't read too much into it. Women are trained socially to smile at everybody. It's almost automatic with us. I catch myself smiling at people I don't know, and don't particularly want to know. If you move back just a small amount, does she inch closer to you, or does she seem relieved? Getting past hello. Let's go to the next situation. You and a woman you are interested in have been out to dinner. You have taken her home and walked her to the door. Does she want you to touch her? Let's sum it up again. Is she looking into your eyes, and do her eyes widen when she looks at you? Is she standing close to you, and does she appear unhurried, as if she wants to linger? If so, she's probably given you unspoken permission to touch her. Try a slight hug and see how she responds. If she leans into you, you can hold her by the shoulders and kiss her forehead. How does she seem to be responding? Is her body language telling you that she'd like to see you again? Does her body language say that she would like to share a goodnight kiss? Let's take another situation. Let's suppose you've been to a movie and she invites you into her home for coffee or wine or even agrees to come to your house. You are interested in having sex with her, but you don't have a clue as to whether she'd be receptive to any touch at all from you. How do you know? Here are some preliminary rules. Rule number one. Don't assume that just because she agreed to come to your house or invited you into hers, that it was an invitation to sex. It's not. Rule number two. Accept that the woman will be making the decision about whether or not the two of you will be having sex. It's not fair, but it's the way it is. Now that we're clear on that, let's go back to your mythical date with the woman you don't know well. You are sitting on the couch with a couple of glasses of wine in front of you. The fireplace is roaring. It's the classic romantic setting. So, does she want you to touch her? Does she want to touch you? Once again, go through the five signals. Are her eyes open? Is she sitting close to you? Is she letting her hand linger on your arm while she speaks to you? Does she lean toward you? Conversely, does she appear overly nervous or apprehensive? If you look at her, does she hold your gaze or avert it? If her body language is giving you the go-ahead, You could reach down and take one of her hands. Hold it reassuringly, and avoid bone-crushing grabs. Above all, don't stroke her palm with your stiffened index finger. That's way too obvious. You could also gently touch the side of her face or her neck. Try saying something like, "I'd like to touch your face. Is it okay?" Or, "Your hair looks so," pick the appropriate word or words, "cute and curly, soft and silky, shiny and sexy, or just nice. I'd like to touch it. Is that okay?" See how easy it is. You could put an arm around her. If she stiffens up, back off. If she relaxes into your arms, good for you. If she leans down into your lap and reaches for your penis with either her hand or her mouth, even better. But that's the stuff of fantasy, and it's unlikely to happen with a woman you have just met. Rule number 3. If she says no to anything you suggest, or squirms away if you try to touch her, accept it. Pull back. Way back. Do not whine about it. I can't tell you how much women dislike having a man whine about not getting sex. Do not say anything stupid, like, "You don't know what you're missing." Do not say anything mean, like, "It's okay, I wasn't that attracted to you anyway." You can, in a friendly way, say something like, "I'm sorry, I guess I misread your signals. I thought you were attracted to me." That allows her to explain herself. She might say something like, "I am very attracted to you, but I don't want to rush forward too fast." Or, "I just can't stop thinking about my niece who has measles." Or, "I want to get to know you better." It is entirely possible that she likes you a lot, but that she doesn't like being rushed. This might be the time to move forward with some non-sexual kissing and cuddling. Here's a way of figuring out what a woman is thinking. If a woman responds to your kisses, but moves away and gets nervous when you start touching her breasts or her genitals, it often means that she likes you, but she doesn't want to move as fast as you do. Rule number 4. No groping. Ever. Give up the idea of groping a woman. No groping, grabbing, kneading, or squeezing. It's true that groping hasn't stopped men from being elected to public office, but that doesn't mean that women will like it. Groping means grabbing or feeling up another person for your own sexual pleasure, without that person's consent. Groping tends to feel rough, even if that's not how it's intended. Guys who grope aren't even considering what a woman might be feeling. I'll tell you why groping is perceived as so negative. Touch, which is a very powerful form of nonverbal communication, can either relax us or make us tense. Sudden groping or grabbing activates the body's adrenaline fight or flight response. To put it bluntly, if you touch a woman in a gentle and reassuring manner, most often it will relax her. If you grope, you scare her off, and you run the risk of being left with nothing but a woman-shaped hole in your living room wall. This was Joe's problem in the beginning of the chapter. Kissing suggestions. Don't all romances begin with a kiss? Don't the kisses get more intense? Every woman pays a lot of attention to the first few times a man kisses her. Before you start kissing, gaze into her eyes and make sure she is responding. If she is receptive and gazes back, it's time to move on to kissing. Put your face next to hers and nuzzle her neck. If she's wearing lipstick, smile at her and feel out how she is responding by saying something along the order of, "I'd like to kiss you, but you're wearing lipstick. Is that okay?" Start by kissing her on the neck and side of her face. No sloppy kisses at first, please. No tongue in the ear. Lightly cup her neck, chin, or face with your hands while you kiss. back off every once in a while and go back to gazing into her eyes. Eye gazing intensifies your connection. It helps you bond more deeply. I personally think the first kisses should reflect the fact that you barely know each other. In other words, the mouth should be only slightly open at first. Tease each other with the promises of kisses yet to come. Let the kisses deepen as you both get more aroused. From a woman's point of view, it can be a bit intimidating when a man you barely know acts as if he's going to swallow you whole. Most women prefer the first kisses to be intense, but without excessive slobbering. After a few kisses with the mouth only slightly open, you can begin to use your tongue. But do it gently at first. Don't start exploring her dental work with your tongue until you know her better. Much better. I think the best kissers have a whole repertoire of different kinds of kisses. Some are passionate, some are intense, some are affectionate, some are loving, and some are wild. Different kisses for different moods and moments. As a sexual encounter or relationship progresses, your kisses can become more intimate and totally uninhibited. The same woman who pulls away from French kissing on the first date may well turn into a wild kisser once you have established intimacy. The first piece of advice on kissing is to pay attention to how your partner is reacting. Is what you are doing making her move closer, or is she pulling away? If you feel her stiffen or withdraw, stop what you are doing. It isn't working. Kissing do's and don'ts. Don't glom on. What do I mean by glom on? Well, have you ever seen pictures of the remora fish stuck to the side of a shark, getting a free ride? Women hate it when a man uses his mouth as though it is a magnet and she is a refrigerator. Don't flick your tongue in and out of your mouth like a moray eel coming out of its rock hole. Almost all women hate tongue flickers. Do suck gently on her bottom lip for just a few seconds. Do use your tongue to sensually explore the outer corners of her mouth. Do control your spit production. A woman doesn't want kissing to resemble using a water pick. Don't start licking her face and neck as though you are the family pet. If a woman really likes you, she may grow to like this approach as well, but not before the relationship becomes more intimate. Don't purposefully inflict hickeys. It's cute when it happens on sitcoms, less so in real life. Do brush your teeth before a date. Do think about what you eat, at least for the first few dates. Once you and your partner know each other well, you can both agree to eat garlic together. If you're a smoker and trying to make a really good impression on somebody you don't know well, avoid cigarettes or at least chew a couple of mints. When I asked a group of my students about this, the women felt very strongly about not wanting to kiss a man who smelled of smoke. Remember to keep your lips and tongue relaxed. Ditto your neck and chin. That helps you keep your kisses relaxed, soft, and sensuous. More places to kiss and touch. Women love all the kissing and touching that takes place before anybody begins to remove their clothes. The other night, I was watching television with several women friends. An actor on the screen was caressing and touching a woman's face and hair. One of my friends said, "I really love it when a guy does that, don't you?" We all agreed that there is something very appealing and sexy about a man who knows how to caress and kiss a woman's hair and face. Women also love it when a man kisses their hands. I don't mean one of those formal top-of-the-hand kisses reserved for nobility or the Pope's ring. What I'm talking about are those spontaneous, unexpected kisses when a man takes your hand and gently kisses your palm. There is nothing wrong with kissing a woman's arm or the inside of her elbow either. My friend Margaret has a great sexual relationship with her boyfriend, Phil. She says it got off the ground on their third date when he made her dinner and rented a video. They sat down on the couch together, and he put a couch pillow on his lap and encouraged her to put her head on it and her feet up on the couch. He then caressed her hair, head, and neck while they watched the movie. She said that after 30 minutes of this, she was ready to ask him if she could spend the night. Other women have told me about men who had learned the art of foot massage. See Chapter 9. The point of all this is that sometimes the most effective forms of touch are more sensual than sexual. If you want to become more skillful at the art of sensual touch, the first thing you need to do is relax and enjoy the moment. Don't worry about whether or not what you are doing will lead to sex. Instead, enjoy the immediate sensations of stroking your partner's skin and hair. Gently kiss her wrist and her neck and her arms. If she is bare-legged, bend down and kiss the tops of her knees for the briefest of seconds. While she is still clothed, stroke her shoulder blades. Gently touch the top of her breasts and let your fingers make a circle around her nipples. Massage her shoulders and neck, and stroke her genitals through her clothing. All you have to do is relax, take it slow, and enjoy what you are doing. Taking off her clothes. Should you? To some degree, both men and women share the fantasy of the man skillfully and erotically removing a woman's clothing. What about the reality? I know it sounds sexy to think about undressing your partner, but have you ever tried to do it? Women's clothes are complicated. They have all kinds of hooks, buttons, and ties where you least expect them. Sometimes they come off over her head, sometimes they come down over her feet, and that's just the top layer. Who knows what else might be lurking under that cashmere sweater set with the little pearl buttons shaped like butterflies? Does the bra unhook in the front or the back? Maybe it's a sports bra and doesn't even have a hook. What about tight jeans? They look like they might be painted on, and you don't know how the heck she gets them on and off, much less expects a man to do it. Even a woman's footwear is complicated, with ties, buckles, zippers, and straps. Add in the possibility of leotards, bodysuits, camisoles, and pantyhose, and you're in way over your head. So, what to do? Don't sweat it. Don't even go there. More than one sexual encounter has been stalled because of a guy trying to take off a woman's sweater with such enthusiasm that her head got stuck. It would be great if real clothes came with Velcro closures like they do in movies so they could be ripped off without ripping, but that's not going to happen. Many women have serious clothes issues. They don't want other people touching their clothing. They don't want big hands pawing at their delicate stuff. These women want men to notice and compliment their clothing. They don't want men to touch it. Some women have a huge psychological issue with their clothing to the point that it's a real turnoff if a man starts trying to unhook and unhinge. I'm a little bit that way myself. I'm more than willing to toss off my clothes at a moment's notice. I'm a nudist, but I don't want someone else doing it for me. A friend of mine went on a date with a guy she was attracted to. She fully intended to have sex with him, or so she thought. That night, she was wearing a nifty dress that had all kinds of little buttons down the front. I mean tiny, and there were about 50 of them. So they were sitting on the couch, kissing, and he started trying to take her dress off. Trying is the operative word because there was no way he could get those buttons undone. She said to him, "I'm not that kind of girl, but I may be by the time you get this dress off me." She went ahead and took the dress off by herself. I guess a question that could be asked, and it is one that addresses some of the complicated issues women have with clothing, is why she was wearing a dress like that in the first place. I realize that the removal of the clothing is an important step on the way to the bed. Men say that if they start to remove a woman's shirt and she doesn't resist, it's a clear signal that she is receptive to sex. So what can you do instead? Well, you can, for example, unbutton the top buttons of her shirt and kiss the tops of her breasts and see how she responds. You could slide your hand up her skirt and stroke her thighs. If she is wearing jeans and a turtleneck, you could stroke her breasts and perhaps put your hand gently on her genitals over the jeans and see what she does. You could unbutton the top button of her jeans and gently caress her stomach or her rib cage under her breasts. The next step is a simple one. Ask. You could say something like, "If I asked you to take off your sweater, what would you say? How about your jeans?" All women like to be complimented on their bodies. As your partner is removing their clothing, try to say something that shows that you are paying attention to her. Try a sentence like, "You look amazing in those jeans, but even more beautiful without them." Remember, some of the best ways to touch a woman are by using your words and eyes to let her know you find her exciting.